Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS. I'm Brady Safranik. Thank you for joining me here this morning. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. Joining me in studio today is AJ with the Buffalo Senior Center. How you doing today?
Not bad, man. Good morning.
Excellent. Good morning. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about a number of things you guys have coming up. You got a couple of things that are coming up today. We'll get into those in a moment. The first thing we're going to talk about is a cribbage tournament you got coming up in February.
Yes, sir. On February 10th. We're actually doing this in conjunction with National Cribbage Day. Did you know there's such a thing?
I had no idea. There's a National Everything Day, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but this is National Cribbage Day. Yeah, we're having a tournament up at the Senior Center. We're having it on February 10th. It's a $10 entry fee. The tournament, I don't know how many people are going to show up, but we're advertising it everywhere. We're paying out all of the entry fees. So the top four places will receive a prize. So we're hoping, we get maybe 50 people in, 30 to 50
people. Could be a nice day for the winners.
It could be a really nice day. We're also going to be sponsoring a free lunch. A&B Bank has sponsored a free lunch, so there will be a free lunch there. Yeah, should be a good time. Should be a really good time.
Absolutely. And yeah. And you mentioned it's 100% payback?
Yep, 100%.
Cool.
Yeah.
Coming up today...
Yeah.
Beauty of the Bighorn Mountains. What is that?
Yeah, so we're showing a DVD in the Rose Room today. And it's about the Bighorns. And they'll be doing that at 12:30 today, right after lunch. So obviously we all know how nice the Bighorns is and from where we live. So many things to do up there. But yeah, come check it out if you're interested in it. Honestly, I really don't know a lot about it. I don't know who's doing the... doing the presentation, but just being in the Bighorns and being around them, it's going to be really interesting.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And probably a bit educational as well.
I would think so.
Probably learn something.
Yeah.
Coming up on the 26th, is that this Friday? It's potluck.
Yep, we'll have our potluck this Friday. We don't have any themes going on this month. We will, I believe, have some music playing, some live music playing. They usually start about 6 o'clock or so. But yeah, if you're interested in coming down to the potluck, hanging out, having a good time, listening to some music, 5:30 on Friday.
Now, do you want people that come to bring something?
Yeah, if you come, bring a dish or a salad or a dessert or something.
Something more than napkins or...
Preferably, yeah. But, if you can't afford it or if you just don't have time, we'll have food there. The Senior Center provides a little bit of food, and everybody brings something. We normally have more food than what we can eat. So,
okay.
If you can't make anything or if you're just coming into town or something, just stop by, check it out.
Now, do you want people to call ahead so you have sort of a head count or no?
No. If you want to come to that, you can just show up.
Okay.
Yep, we don't require any kind of reservations or anything like that.
And coming up in early February, blood draws and wellness screenings that go on out at the fairgrounds.
Yes, sir. That's that time of year again. Man, it just kind of sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, we're going to be offering a free bus trip up there. So if you need your blood drawn for those wellness screenings, call up at the Senior Center. We'll send you over there free and take you home for free.
You're not just going to drop them off and leave them there.
No, we wouldn't do that. No. I think it starts at 7 o'clock. The blood draws do. We don't run our buses till 8. So if you make an appointment, make it between 8. And I don't know what time the blood draws are running till. It's normally, till 1 o'clock or so?
Yeah, early afternoon, I think.
Yeah. So just make it any time after 8, and we'll be able to help you out.
And also today is the mobile food pantry.
Yeah, up at the fairgrounds. We do have a sign-up sheet for this. So if you want to ride up to the mobile food pantry, give us a call. They're going to be up there from 4 to 6, I believe. So we'll run that from 4 to 4:30. Enough time for you to get in and out of there.
Did you have... I think I read something about this, and they had a few things that people needed to bring with them.
Okay.
Is this a food distribution deal? Is that
it
what
is?
Yeah, yep. And I couldn't remember exactly what those things were. Do you happen to have that in front of you or no?
I don't. and I didn't bring the other information, but yeah, normally what they look at is income.
Okay.
Income guidelines and those kind of things. So, you know, copy your statement of your bank. Bank statement, those types of things they normally.
I just didn't want people showing up not having the info they needed. Yeah, being man. Sent away.
You know, if you have any questions, we have some information down at the senior center about that, so you can call at the senior center. We'll help you out. But yeah, normally what they're looking at is number of children that you have in your home, or the size of your home. You know, as far as people go, and then also your income. Level is okay. What they're looking at. So, yeah.
And then coming up next week on February the 1st, the caregiver support group.
Yeah, we're starting a new caregiver support group. The hospital offers one on Thursdays in the mornings. And so we're going to try to offer one in the afternoon for those who can't or are unable to get to the hospital caregiver support group. We're going to start that on February 1st. So that's next week already?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. So that's next week. Next week on Thursday at 1:30. We are going to have we actually have Becky Cotant, who's going to be willing, or she's willing to help with this caregiver support group, so you can bring your loved one. So we'll have somebody there to take care of your loved one while you go to the support group. The support groups depends on how many people go for how long it lasts. We're guessing this is going to be somewhere around an hour, but it's all about the caregivers on this one. So if they want to meet longer, we'll be there longer. However long the caregivers want it to go, if they want it to be short and sweet, that's fine. You know, whatever you want as far as the support group goes. But yeah, that's next week already on Thursday. And then we'll be doing it every single Thursday except for the third Thursday. For I don't know, for as long as we have people coming to the support group. So, sure. Yeah, next Thursday we start at 1:30.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And of course it's tax season. People getting those W-2s ready. And,
yeah. It's always nice when you get money back from the government, right?
Yeah. Well, as long as you get money back.
Right. As long as you get money back.
If you have to pay in, then it's no good.
No.
But you actually have someone, Bernie Davis, coming down to the senior center.
Yes. Bernie is starting this thing again. He does a tax preparation for us, and he's done it at the senior center for years. I mean, it must be 6-7 years by now, maybe even longer. Yeah, Bernie's coming down. February 2nd is when he starts, so next Friday is when he'll start. Please make an appointment for this one. Bernie is, we have a lot of people that come in to see Bernie. So make an appointment if you can. Just call the senior center, and we'll stick you on there. And yeah, he does a great job. Great job. I don't know how the taxes are going to work, though, if the government's shut down. I don't know
that's
how that's going
to
work.
There's going to be a vote here in about 45 minutes to try to reopen.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Really?
At our time, 10 o'clock this morning. I believe on the eastern coast, it'd be, what, noon?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it should be at about 10 o'clock our time. We'll know whether or not they're... And it's not... it's just sort of a short-term reopening as they try to get things right, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see how that works
just
out.
Just kick the can down the road.
There you go. And you guys are offering AARP Smart Driver Course.
Yeah, so we're doing a Smart Driver Course on March 10th. There is a cost to this. It's $15 for AARP members and $20 for non-members. It's an all-day course. They're starting at 10 o'clock. And they're asking, too, that you bring a lunch for this. They're only giving like a half an hour for lunch. So it's a full-day course. But the thing about it is, with the Smart Driver course, when you take it and you complete it and you...
You become a smart driver.
Well, yeah, but you also...
I know a few people that need that course.
Yeah, true, man, true. But the thing is, too, is you save on your insurance, and I think it's like 10%.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right?
That's actually... Maybe. Now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, right? So, yeah, you save 10% on your insurance by taking this course. So if you're interested, we do have a sign-up sheet for this one as well. So please call the senior center. And we'll put you on that schedule and get you all set up.
Excellent. And then, yeah. Of course, coming up, well, this is tomorrow. You got a pancake dinner.
No, actually next month.
February 23rd. Excuse me.
My handwriting, yeah. Well, but next month on February 23rd, we'll be doing a pancake dinner. It's going to be on a Friday. So I don't know. Do the boys play here or girls play here on that far? Do you know
on February 23rd? Yeah. Let me look for you.
Yeah, just curious. You know, if they're playing here, then you could get dinner and go up and see the girls play and then watch the boys play. It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, give me just a second here. I'm trying to thumb through some things, see if we can find out where they play here. I think I got onto an old site.
Nice.
Because it's not taking me to the right place. But yeah, they may play at home. I'm not exactly sure. Here we go. Now I got it open. Okay, so you said February 23rd?
Yes, sir.
We've got... They are home on February 23rd against Torrington. So
nice. Oh, yeah. That'll be a good game.
Absolutely.
That'll be a really good game. So you could come down to the Senior Center. We start at 5:30 for the pancake dinner. Come down to the Senior Center, get as many pancakes as you can eat, and then head up to the ball game and watch the game.
Now, do you ever notice that when you have an all-you-can-eat pancake dinner that there's always a couple of people who want to – have a contest to see who can eat more?
Oh, absolutely. I'm always part of that too. For some that's right. No, but yeah, it's really good. And over at the diner downtown, he usually cooks the pancakes for us. Jeff Shelley donates the sausage for us. It's a nice little fundraiser for us. It's $5 for all you can eat. And we give you some really nice pancakes.
Like the ones on Uncle Buck where you need a snow shovel to flip it over?
Maybe not that big, but, but yeah,
they're good size.
They are good size. They are. And if you're still hungry after the first go around, just keep going up and getting some more. So
there you go.
Heck yeah.
And while we're talking about food, a pie auction coming up in March.
Yeah, so we've got a pie auction. The Branyons do a great job. We're holding it on a Thursday this year. Just because of the basketball schedule, so we can get so hopefully we can get some more people down, but yeah, people at the Senior Center, man, all those old ladies, you know, they make some great food.
I'll bet.
I mean, and a lot of these recipes that they're using have been passed down from generation to generation.
They're secret recipes.
Exactly. You gotta love it. Gotta love them. But
absolutely.
Yeah, and it's a good fundraiser for the Senior Center. You know, we normally raise a couple $1,000 at this fundraiser, and it really helps our programs, helps our in-home services and our home delivered meals service program. And it's a really good thing. So
what's your favorite pie? Do you have a type of pie where you're like, that's my favorite?
You know, Ruth Walker makes, she used to, I don't know if she still does, but she makes a peach kuchen that is beyond good. It's like a custard pie, like a peach custard pie.
Okay.
Her ancestry is German, I believe, and this is a kuchen that is passed down through the years, a recipe that's passed down through the years, and it is absolutely fantastic.
Excellent. So if anyone sees one of those at the pie auction,
yeah, don't
jump on it.
Yeah, yeah. Or not.
Or save
then
it.
Then I can buy it. Then I can buy it.
Talking with AJ here at the Buffalo Senior Center, all kinds of stuff coming up, including what were the things we talked about that are going on today? The beauty of the Bighorns thing at 12:30 today.
Yep.
People can stop up for and the mobile food pantry from 4 to 6 this evening.
Yep, that's pretty much it. And yeah, and anything else, you know, of course, we have all of these items in our breeze. If you have any questions about any of our programs, we have exercise classes going down at the Senior Center, crafting things, singing if you're into that stuff, any kind of thing like that. Tai Chi we just started. There's so many different programs that we do at the Senior Center. You know, give us a call if you have any questions or just need some more information. We'll be able to help you out.
And for anyone who doesn't know, The Breeze is your monthly newsletter, and they
yes.
can pick
yep.
that up at the Senior Center.
Yep, and they're free. They're all over all over town too. So if you're just see The Breeze, that's our newsletter. So, you know, take a look, thumb through it, and see what it's like. But yeah, you can stop by the Senior Center, pick one up at the Senior Center for free, and see what we're doing.
All right. Talking with AJ with the Buffalo Senior Center. Thank you for taking the time today.
Absolutely, Brady. Thank you.
This is Community Speaks. It's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. You've got Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM, KBBS.